Hello everyone, this is Ryan Boots, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of money. So, why is money important? Is it just this basic tool that schools take into a way deeper depth, or is it something that we need to know for the rest of our lives? And that is what I will be going over with you guys today on. So, money. Money is important because we can figure out how much we need to be satisfied as a human being or to have money in our lives for a long time. For example, if you make $14 an hour, you can calculate by taking 14 times how many hours you work in a day or in a week, and to figure out how much money you need to be able to survive and live, support your family, yourself, or your puppy. In my case, I have a puppy. And how much I need to do to support myself, my friends, or not my friends, but how much to support all of us so we can pay rent. So our rent is $750 a month, and we split it up three ways, so we all pay $250. So I work 14 hours, or I get paid $14 an hour, and I work in a given week 10 hours, so 140, and then in some weeks I work 26 hours, so we take 26 times 14 and we get 364. So we'll remember 364. And then in some weeks, I only work 10 hours due to my high college, so then we'll take 140 plus 364 equals 504, but we have to minus taxes. And I bring home about $364 a week, every 2 weeks, and then you take that times two. So 728. I bring home $728 every 2 weeks. And that is great because there's two other guys living in the apartment. That gives me enough after after $300 for my rent and Wi-Fi, and then also my $35 for my puppy to live here. Like, I still got enough money to go get groceries for the month, drive around and see my friends. That's pretty good. So cents is like a C with a line through it, which we all know what a cent looks like, and a dollar is like the S with the line through, the two lines through it. Why do we need to know what the difference is? Well, first of all, nothing anymore is cents, because I remember a tea that was 99 cents. The Arizona sweet teas, they were 99 cents, and now they're not. They're not 99 cents anymore. They're like a dollar four, I believe. Inflation has driven up money, and then this is the sad part about it. Is how inflation is driving everything up. Wages are kind of staying the same or they're barely going up. And that's why a lot of people are changing jobs because they need more money to be able to support their families or themselves and live a happy life. If we don't have money, we're not going to be able to watch TV. I'm on recording on a computer. We're not going to be able to record on a computer, have access to the internet. We're just not going to have the basic things that we count for granted anymore. We're just not gonna have the basic things anymore that we used to. So why do we learn it in school then? Is it just a basic skill? No, it's not a basic skill because it's not a basic skill because or it is a basic skill, but at the same time it can be way more complex than that because money can help us determine how much gas we need to put in, how many miles we need to go before we fill up our tank again. If the price of gas is $3.59 and our gallon tank holds 10 gallon, 20 gallons, you can take 20 times 3.59 and you're roughly going to spend about $72. And then you got to be able to budget your money well enough to see how much money we have to be able to live a long and happy life. I know with my puppy, I have to balance a little bit more because I'm not going to be able to go out and drive 30 miles every, or I got to balance my money better now because my one roommate's moving out, my puppy's moving in. Instead of 250, it's going to be 350 for me and my, or no, not 350. 375 for me and my one roommate. So then I got to be able to add Wi-Fi onto that because I'll be just paying for Wi-Fi. So that's going to be like $475, and then I'll have my puppy, and that's $500 a month. Well, I got to come up and put enough hours in to be able to support myself. But why is money important? I don't think I hit that. Why we have to learn that in high school? It's a basic skill. We use it every day. I mean, we don't think we use it every day, but walking to school and back, that's time. Like, math is important right there, time. Money is like, okay, say I gotta get gas, so I'm gonna drive my vehicle there. Does school, which is like 3 blocks away and back, well, my truck will probably say use a mile, give or take. And then when you pay for your gas, the money adds up. I mean, we need money to pay for everything nowadays. Nothing's free, nothing's given to us. In some cases, it's not. We all need money to eat, and that's the problem. We go out to eat, money, we have to pay it for it somehow. Even if we don't go out to eat and we make food ourselves, money's still involved because we either paid for it or somebody paid for it for us. So we got to remember that money isn't just something that's, oh yeah, here's $100. I don't care, I'm making enough money. Money, having money, you got to have money skills because, or saving skills, which is still part of money because if you just spend, spend, spend and have money coming in, but you're spending it, after a while, you're going to become broke. In some cases, you don't. If you have billions of dollars, you won't. But if you spend all your $1 billion, then you're going to be broke because you don't have the money to support yourself or your family. I believe money, we learn money at an early age is because when we become adults and start supporting ourselves, if we didn't learn about money or learn skills about money, we're never going to be able to support ourselves or our families. And we'll be broke or homeless living on the street because we can't hold a job or we can't save money because we were never taught the skills. And I think that's what's important. We're taught these skills at a young age because everything we do is important to us, and that's why we need to learn money. I know this video is kind of short, guys, but in the next video or in the next episode, we'll get into a deeper complex about it. All right, thank you, guys.